Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences, but today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. Today I'm going to be talking about my own journey a little bit more. I'm halfway through training for the Chicago Marathon right now, and I figured I'd give a little bit of a training update. This has been an absolute 180 training block from my last training block that was horrible. I'm training for Eugene, so let's talk a little bit about it. All right, well, first, let's start with some context. I trained for the Eugene Marathon, which took place in April, and through that training block, I was injured. I hurt my foot originally back in January. That kind of transitioned to a knee injury towards the end of my block, and I ended up not being able to train the way that I wanted to, significantly less mileage, and I actually ended up, like, barely crossing the finish line when I got to Eugene. So to say my third marathon was turbulent is an understatement, and going into this next block, knowing that I already had a marathon on the calendar for later in the year, Chicago, while I was training for Eugene, I was feeling really not confident about moving forward into that training run. And honestly, I didn't know if I was making the right choice continuing to train for Chicago. But after I finished Eugene, having another race on the calendar made me really nervous because I was still injured after Eugene. I was, if anything, the injury was worse after Eugene. So I didn't know if I was making the right choice to jump right into another marathon block, you know, a month and a half after finishing Eugene. But I set a goal for myself in May. I ran the race end of April, and in May, I had a goal for myself for a mileage goal, but not what you think. I had a goal in May to run less than 10 miles. I didn't want to try to maintain anything. I wanted to truly take some time off. I was burnt out. My knee was injured. My foot was feeling better, but my knee was injured for sure. Mentally, I was checked out of running. Physically, obviously, my body was beat up from having to squeeze a longer training block into a shorter period of time. So in May, I'm proud to say I hit my goal of running less than 10 miles. I think I ran like 6 miles over the entire month, just here and there. But really dropped off after April, going into May. I started working with a coach. Shout out to Victoria. She's Train Smart Run Strong on Instagram, and she's also been on the show before. I started working with her. When she came on the show, I really liked her approach to running because she kind of meets you where you're at. And somebody that was coming off of an injury, wanting to continue to train, I felt like a coach like her was going to be honest with me about continuing to train, and she was going to be like a very reliable resource for me to tell what I was experiencing with my knee as I was starting to slowly build back up mileage to train for Chicago. When we had our first call, I remember telling her, at the time I had like this crazy idea that I maybe wanted to run 2 marathons at the end of the year. I've since thrown that idea out the window. I told her, I have this other goal, but my number one goal is to get back to running pain-free. I, at the time, could not remember what it felt like to run pain-free. It had been so long. It had been like 8+ months where I had ran with some sort of injury that I didn't remember what it felt like to run pain-free. So that was the number one goal, was to get back to there. But I was nervous, and not that I doubted her as a coach and the plan that she was going to put together, but with how I was feeling the first day that we started training together, I was like, there's no way that I'm going to be running pain-free for Chicago. I thought it was going to be like Eugene, where I'm really just going to have to train as safe as I can, but still gut it out and run through some pain. All right, I got my mileage build next to me, and I've got my paces next to me, so I'll kind of walk you through how we've built so far. But in May, like I said, under 10 miles, so I ran 6.3 miles in May. My average pace in May was a 14.04. So I was doing a lot of walking. I wasn't doing a ton of running, but 14.04 was the pace then. I was slightly less injured in June as we started to build. So we built up to 57.4 miles in June, so quite the jump. But working with Victoria, I was giving her feedback on how my knee was feeling on every single run. So that helped me out a lot of just like getting confirmation that the pain that I was experiencing was moving in the right direction. If I was training by myself, I would not have felt like it was moving in the right direction. So that was really helpful. And I was able to push my pace a little bit more. I'm not training for speed for this marathon. I want to make that clear. But pace for me on this one was a little bit scary because speed work was really what irritated my knee and my foot the last marathon block when I was training for speed. So in June, my average pace was a 12:32, and that felt good because that meant that I was already shaving off time as I was still kind of working through an injury without further injuring myself. So I was starting to build some confidence around moving a little bit quicker again, because that was something in May and after that last marathon that like I was not confident in doing at all. In July was when the pieces started to click together again. July, we ran 95.2 miles, so another big, big jump. But we started to introduce some speed again. We started with strides. I remember the first time we talked about strides, I told her I was a little bit nervous because speed, like I said, was what irritated my knee the last time around. And when I had it on my calendar, I was really dreading it. I really didn't want to do it because I think once you go through an injury, you have this fear in the back of your head on every run that you're going to do something to start the entire process over again, especially when you start to feel better. You just think about what it felt like when you couldn't do what you love to do. And it's really debilitating, honestly, to see speed on the calendar when you know that that's the thing that could potentially send you back to the start, like starting over with your rehab. So seeing strides on the calendar, which in theory, not very scary. Strides are, I actually quite enjoy strides, but they were scary for those first few runs. Once I got through one of them, and then two of them, and then three of them, then I started to build a little bit more confidence again. And if you've gone through an injury, how freeing is it the first time that you're able to really like let loose on a run again and just run without overthinking everything? Oh my God. There were some runs where I literally felt like a robot. Like I felt like I wasn't running in my own body because of the injury. Like my stride had changed. I was trying to step on certain parts of my foot so that it didn't irritate a different part of my knee. I was trying to make sure that my hips were moving the right way. Like I was thinking about so many things that I didn't even feel like myself when I was running. And I would, by the end, like be so mentally exhausted because of everything that I was thinking about while I was on a run that I wasn't actually able to enjoy anything. So in July, when we were able to do some speed work, do some longer runs, get back to building real mileage, and I could feel my knee getting better, that was one of the best feelings. It really makes me appreciate running more, and it makes me realize what's important to me as a runner, if that makes sense. Before I tell you about August, I know we're not all the way through August when I'm filming this, but before I tell you about August, I want to point out that we also started doing strength training twice a week. I was in the gym a lot for Eugene because I was rehabbing my injury. I was probably in the gym more than I was actually running for a lot of that block, just trying to rehab things. But consistently strength training twice a week and being held accountable to it by having like a coach that programs it for you, I think that's sped up recovery for sure. I'm not doing anything crazy. If anything, most of the time I'm not even using weight. Most of the time I'm just doing body weight and band work inside, and I'm working on very specific muscles that I know support around my knee, like my hamstrings, quads, and my calves. So doing targeted strength, I think, has really, really helped me speed up recovery as well. And then August. So we're partway through August right now. I so far, we've done 84.9 miles. I think that's probably 88 now because I ran 4 miles yesterday. But 88 miles so far in August, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling better than I felt in any block so far, including the block that I ended up PRing back in November. And I really think it's because of a couple different things. One, we've taken the pressure off of pace. I'm doing a little bit more speed work in August and I'm really enjoying it. But on my slower effort runs, I'm not worried about pace at all. I'm worried about two things on every run: how I feel and how I'm fueling. I'm not taking for granted what it feels like to run healthy. And if running healthy means running a little bit slower than I'm used to right now, I'm not training for time. So I'm going to do that to preserve my relationship with running. So the long runs are quite enjoyable again. I ran a 16 miler a couple weeks ago that I just had a blast on. It was so much fun. I have another 16 miler coming up tomorrow that I am so excited for because I get to just go kind of dilly dally around on the trails for a while and get the miles in. So taking the pressure off of myself again for this block has just really reminded me about why I like to train, what I love about being a marathon runner, what I love about running in general. And I'm just so, so thankful to be on the other side of this injury and feeling healthy again. And honestly, just feeling like more maturity as a runner and feeling like I'm in a much better headspace going into Chicago. You would think after running 3 marathons that you start to get confident about yourself as a marathon runner. But speaking from my own experience, that hasn't been the case. I was not confident for my first marathon, very confident for my second marathon, very confident going into my third marathon, but ended up losing all of that confidence through an injury. And now my fourth marathon, I'm kind of having to rebuild my relationship again like I did for that first marathon. And that's been a really nice gut check and reminder for myself that running isn't forever, unfortunately. It can be a long-term relationship, but we have to nurture that relationship, right? We have to take care of ourselves and we have to take care of our relationship with running so that we can do this for a really long time. And what I've learned from training for Chicago and hopefully what I'll take into future races, even if I set bigger goals for myself in the future, is I'm never willing to sacrifice my relationship with running for a race. I think that's a good place to end it. I'm going into these last 50 days. Today's exactly 50 days until Chicago. I am so excited about this back half of training and tackling these really hard effort runs. I cannot wait to share more about my journey. If you don't follow my personal page, I post the most about my personal journey on @tay.says on Instagram and @tay_says on TikTok. So make sure you follow me there. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.